Once saved, always saved. You're going to get more truth on my channel in 5 minutes than you probably get your whole life. For real. Once saved, always saved. You must be born again. You're saved by faith alone and Jesus alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. The clay creature has no boasting. All you are is clay and water. Your hair is dead skin. Your fingernails are dead skin. Your body's going back to the grave. It's only Christ in you that gives you the power. Once saved, always saved. How's that possible? Because eternal life is not temporary. You're sealed until the day of redemption, Ephesians 4:30. Eternal life is not, you can't lose it. How can you lose something that's eternal? If it was temporary, yeah, you could lose it, but it's not temporary, it's eternal. That's why it's called eternal life. And so they attack you with Hebrews 6, but they don't go all the way to Hebrews 10. But we are not of those that draw back to perdition, Hebrews 10. Ephesians 4:30, you're sealed until the day of redemption. The 99 sheep, Jesus always goes and catches the one that went astray. My sheep hear my voice, they know me, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand. Nobody shall pluck them out. You can't be plucked out. Well, what about you plucking yourself out? That's what they say. Why would you want to pluck yourself out? You don't want to. Yeah, but Hebrews 6 says those who have tasted and... Yeah, they tasted it. They didn't drink it. They tasted it. They spit it out. They tasted the good word, but they didn't drink it. There's a difference between drinking and tasting. Eternal life. Once saved, always saved. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the gaslighting. I'm tired of the fake reality. It's nothing but... I've shown you how all the movies go back to Genesis 3. The horror shows, the love stories, the time travel. It all goes back to the cross. Jesus split space-time. Jesus is outside of time right now. And so if you're hid in Christ and God, you're outside of time. So why are you still in time? To give out the good news. The only thing that's going to change America is the truth and the gospel. The reason big tech wants to shut down the truth is because they're living in lies, and the truth destroys lies. Why would you want to shut down the truth? Only reason you would want to shut down the truth because you're living a lie, or you believe a lie, and you don't want to hear the truth. You know, I've had people around me. You speak the truth, and they go crazy. It actually hurts them. They get hurt by the truth. The demon in them gets burned by the truth. They experience pain. Truth. You're a sinner. You're going to burn in hell if you don't get saved. Abortion is murder. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. There's types and shadows. A man should have short hair. Tattoos are wrong. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. They hate the truth. The man's the glory, woman's glory of man, man's the glory of God. Eve is a piece cut off, being cut back in. She gets her identity in Adam. Adam and his wife were called Adam. The types and shadows are everywhere. It's in the etymology even. Tree, true, faithful, faith. Everything is a word. Everything is an object lesson. Objects are being thrown at you from the spirit realm, and they're solid to make you solid. Whole. S-O-L means whole. ID is identity. It's a holographic reality. Every object, every symbol, everything is a word. Because words represent something else. And your body represents something else. Your marriage represents something else. Your job represents something else. A house, a building, shapes, the letter A, the letter Z, all of it represents a deeper truth. You're a character in the 3D script. You represent something else. You're not your own. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. You've been bought with a price. He's the one that in Him we live and breathe and have our being. He sustains us. Jesus alone sustains us. You're sustained by God. By Him all things consist. Through Jesus, all things consist. He sit down. He ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. In Christ are all things. You might as well give up your pride, sinner man. You might as well give up the world, the flesh, and pride of life, because it's all fake reality anyway. It's the flesh mind. It's fake. It's not even real. A narcissist is not real. A Jezebel's not real. A Delilah's not real. It's fake love. It's fake reality. The liberal left is fake. And they know, that you know, and they have to shut you down so the people that they're still fooling don't know it. Because if you speak the truth, and the people that they're making money off of, they're vampiring off of each other, they're not going to be able to vampire anymore. Because the truth will break down their fake reality, and their whole house of cards will fall. They only can have people, they can only have flying monkeys around who believe their lies. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how it works. It works that way in government. It works that way everywhere. Every institution. Babylon only stands because people believe the lie, and they are flying monkeys to this Pharaoh agenda. That's what's happening, people. It's real. It's happening all the time. You're in it. You're in Genesis 3 repeat every day. Wile E. Coyote is trying to do ACME. He's coming up with some kind of acme trick. Machine Man to try to overtake the Spirit. Wile E. Coyote is trying to use machines to overtake the Spirit. It's ridiculous. Once you see through it, they just never stop. They can't stop.